So there's a story over at, I have it published over at AmericaFirstReport.com. It was written by Charlotte Allen from our premium news partners at The Epoch Times, where she details that her article is titled Disney's Florida Fiasco, The Pitfalls of Woke Capitalism. And I get it. You know, that is, it's a great article. I would strongly recommend reading it. I'm going to read parts of it, but I want to focus on the initial part. You know, the headline for my story, my commentary on it is how DeSantis is dealing with Disney is the roadmap for all conservative lawmakers. Now, let's cut to the chase here. DeSantis has, he was basically given a wonderful, unique situation, one that other governors, other mayors, conservative legislators, whether at the state or national level, you know, they didn't have what DeSantis was given, which DeSantis was basically, because he's governor of Florida, he was given this really awesome sweetheart deal that Disney was able to have for all these decades, take that deal and use that against them as they went woke. It was almost as if, one couldn't plan out a better, political PR statement. Okay. Disney goes woke about this don't say gay bill. And then DeSantis says, okay, well, we're looking at this stuff and it looks like you guys are here in Florida with a super sweetheart deal that nobody else gets. You'd have to be in maybe those in the military industrial complex get similar deals, but outside of that, nobody gets this type of deal. Okay. Not Amazon, not Apple, not Google. None of those guys have gotten what the amazing deal that Disney's been sitting on for all these decades. And if Disney's going to then use this privilege that they were granted in the 60s and 70s, use this privilege against the people, the children of Florida, then we're going to take that deal away. Now, I know a lot of people, there are a lot of conservatives even, such as, what's her name? I forgot her name. I forget her name. I'll remember it later. But there have been a lot of conservatives that say, DeSantis shouldn't be going after these companies like this because it's an authoritarian practice and you're abusing government. But no, not in this case. Okay. Disney's been taking advantage of this for a long time. And while it might have made sense for them to have these loopholes, have these tax breaks, have this amazing, again, sweetheart deal in order to stay and build Walt Disney World and all that stuff in Florida, that might have been necessary back in the 60s and 70s. But if they're going to use those benefits to attack children, which is exactly what they were doing, they were taking advantage of their position of power and wealth to try to harm kids, they were literally trying to get children to be indoctrinated into perverse sexual ideologies. You could say, it's not that bad. It's just, they just didn't want kids to not hear about whatever. It was bad. What Disney and Bob Chapek, the former CEO, what they were saying when they were opposing the Don't Say Gay bill, as they like to call it, has nothing to do with that, but whatever. What they were doing when they were pledging millions of dollars to fight this, they were saying, hey, we get it. This bill will protect young children, third grade and younger, this will protect those children from being exposed to sexual content, to discussions that should be held by their parents, not teachers. We, as Disney, we believe that your children should be indoctrinated by our woke sensibilities, that your children must be sexualized. Once Disney decided to cross that line and embrace their groomer mentality, their groomer sentiment that is perverse that's pervasive throughout their company, at that point, yes, I don't care what sort of sweetheart deal was made before, five decades ago. It's obsolete now. And Ron DeSantis was saying that and is acting upon that. You can't convince me that those people like Disney and Bob Chapek, who want to irreversibly harm children, that they deserve to get these sweetheart deals. I'm not going to buy into that. I'm sorry. Okay, you can call me, that's too authoritarian. I get it. I understand the conservative argument against those types of actions. And I appreciate those who say, well, you know, if government makes a deal with a company, they should abide by it. Great. I agree. 99.9% of the time, I agree. But there are times when the largesse of bad government deals is used against children. That's where I draw the line. Disney wants to harm and permanently, essentially maim young children. That is their goal by opposing the quote unquote, don't say gay bill. So yeah, I'm okay with DeSantis's techniques here. Even if it's not, you know, the classical liberal style. Let me read a little bit from Charlotte's article, Charlotte Allen over at the Epoch Times. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is moving forward with his plan to remove the special legal status that has allowed Walt Disney World to operate for more than 50 years as an autonomous government entity, free of nearly all state and local oversight, and with the power to levy its own tax-free municipal bonds. A January 6th announcement on the website of Florida's Osceola County, where part of Disney's resort empire is located, stated that a bill pending in the Florida legislature would transfer to a state-controlled board the governance of the Reedy Creek Improvement District, a Disney-controlled public entity that has run Disney World since it opened its gates as a theme park in 1971. The bill follows the Florida legislature's overwhelming approval in April of 2022 of a measure that is set to dissolve as of June 1st of this year, the self-governing arrangement, complete with tax breaks the legislature had created for Disney in 1967 as an incentive for Disney to choose Central Florida for its East Coast operations. And according to a DeSantis spokesman, Disney will live under the same laws as everyone else, will be responsible for their outstanding debts, and will pay their fair share of taxes. Disney seems to be paying the price, a steep one, for its fatal mistake of jumping onto what has been called the woke capitalism bandwagon that has captivated much of corporate America in recent years. In Disney's case, it was Disney's then CEO Bob Chapek's vow to help repeal a Florida parental rights law enacted in March, dubbed by its opponents as the Don't Say Gay Bill, that forbids classroom instructions or instruction or discussion about sexual orientation and gender identity for youngsters below fourth grade in public schools. Chapek pledged that Disney would donate $5 million to organizations working to undo the law or have it overturned in court. So I return to my premise, and I get it. This is about wokeness, but to me, this particular case is really about patriots, America First patriots, conservatives, in not just in the private sector, but also amongst lawmakers, deciding when we need to get this aggressive. And this is an aggressive move, okay? I will give DeSantis credit for doing what I don't think very many Republicans in his position would have been willing to do, because they are, you know, Disney does account for a large portion of Florida's economy. Okay, so it's about the tourist industry in Florida is at least in part driven by Disney's presence there. Okay, anybody who's been to Orlando, anybody who's, you know, that it is the ultimate tourist town, perhaps second only to like Las Vegas, maybe. Okay, it thrives off this. And DeSantis took a risk, but he took a risk on behalf of the children. Again, look, if some adult wants to be, say they're a woman or say they're gay or be gay or whatever, that's on them. But once you start as a company, once you start saying that children must be taught about gender and sexualization as young as kindergarten, once you demand that, once you put your company's finances behind overturning those protections for those children, you are declaring that you are a groomer company. You're declaring that you hate children. You want to send as many children as possible down a path of permanent disfiguration. You want them to grow up and be as confused as possible. This is about the destruction of America. This is about destruction of faith. So I am perfectly fine with backing Ron DeSantis on this play. It's super exciting, actually, because to me, this is the roadmap. This is how conservatives and patriots need to be pushing forward as lawmakers. You know, if a company wants to go woke, that means that. And depending on, and I'm not saying everything woke is going to be super destructive like this push by Disney was. There are certain times when, you know, if you want to disagree about climate change, I'm not suggesting, oh, if you're a Republican lawmaker, conservative lawmaker, that you need to go after any company that embraces climate change. Look, we can have that debate. Okay. We can and should have that debate. I do believe that despite the massive amounts of propaganda and gaslighting surrounding climate change, that we can win the debate, both from an economic perspective as well as from a scientific perspective. I think that the data is clear. Let's have that debate. But once you start attacking children, now it becomes crucial that we do everything we can to stop them, which means that for us as American citizens, it means we stop working with woke companies. Okay. I have the utmost disdain for any adults who embrace Disney, who allow their children to participate in Disney's sick atmosphere. Okay. I remember the last time I went to a Disney property, I believe it was approximately, I'd like to say it was around 2015, maybe 2016. And keep in mind, I mean, at the time, at least, I lived right, you know, within probably a 20-minute drive, depending upon traffic, to Disneyland. And we never went. We went one time. I went on a whim because my daughter wanted to go. So I took her. We went and we spent the day there. It was fun. Not nearly as fun as it should have been, but that was it. I mean, and that was just before I really started realizing just how evil Disney really is. They are an evil company. And if you work with them, then you are, and you can't justify it. You're working with evil, period. I don't see any other way to put it. So we will oppose that. If you would, on the other hand, if you would rather work with a company and give your money to a company that is not evil, that is not woke, then you should go to mypillow.com or mystore.com, where you can use promo code JDR and save tons of money. But most importantly, you know, we all need pillows, we all need blankets, slippers, beds, bed sheets, towels, dog beds, whatever. We all need those things. But perhaps more importantly, you're going to be helping two America First companies. You'll be helping my company, of course, by using promo code JDR. But of course, you'll be helping Mike Lindell's wonderful company as well. So mypillow.com or mystore.com, promo code JDR. Yeah, folks, if you were listening to this show, watching this show, chances are you have MyPillow products. I'm here to tell you that you need more. And the reason being is, well, twofold. Number one, because there's some amazing sales going on at MyPillow.com right now. But number two, because frankly, they're hurting. I don't want to, you know, I'm not saying this, I'll probably get in trouble for even saying it, but I can tell you based upon sales, I can tell you based upon reactions that I've been receiving from other show hosts, other conservative news outlets, that MyPillow sales have gone down dramatically. They are hurting just like the rest of us. I mean, many of us are hurting. Vast majority of us are hurting. But if you can, whether you've got a MyPillow or not, take a moment, support this America First company, support Mike Lindell, support the show by going to MyPillow.com and using promo code JDR. That's MyPillow.com, promo code JDR, or call 1-800-862-0382. That's 1-800-862-0382. Promo code JDR. Help out two America First companies.